This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. There is lots of reaction worldwide and of course in the United States after former U.S. police officer Derek Chauvin was found guilty of all charges, including murder and the death of George Floyd. The black man died in police custody with Chauvin's knee on his neck almost a year ago. The video of the arrests led to protests not just in the United States, but again around the world over racism and police. The city of Minneapolis, Minnesota is now seeing celebrations continue. Instead of violent, feared by a not guilty verdict, there's high security in several places. A guilty verdict came after about just 10 hours of jury deliberations over 2 days. Chauvin's expected to appeal and faces decades in prison. U.S. President Joe Biden made nationally televised remarks calling the guilty verdict a rare but giant step forward in the march toward justice in America. The president earlier told the family of George Floyd how relieved he was in a phone call after the jury found the former officer guilty. The White House says the president, First Lady, and Vice President Kamala Harris watched the jury's decision live on television near the president's Oval Office. A witness in Chad tells Reuters streets in the country's capital were emptying as people grew alarmed at the prospect that fighting could break out after the news of President Idris Deby's death. The president, who ruled his country for more than 30 years and was an important Western ally, was killed Monday in a battle against rebels, according to the military. His son was named interim president by a transitional council of military officers. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin is delivering a State of the Nation speech to Russians on Wednesday, as supporters of his critic Alexei Navalny plan nationwide protests. Supporters of the 44-year-old Navalny say he is in poor health after a 3-week hunger strike. Past rallies in support of Navalny have been broken up by force, with thousands of arrests, and authorities now say Wednesday's gathering will be illegal. Navalny survived a poisoning last year that Russia denies carrying out and was sentenced to 2 years in jail after he returned. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Tuesday invited his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, to meet in Ukraine's war-torn east. Tensions remain high, and recent fights have intensified between Ukraine's army and pro-Russian separatists, a long-running conflict. Russia is accused of amassing thousands of troops at the Ukrainian border. The European Union estimates the number of Russian troops at more than 100,000. Libya says flights between Tripoli and Cairo will restart on Wednesday after more than 6 years. Libya's prime minister also announced the Egyptian embassy will reopen soon. Egypt closed its Tripoli embassy and halted flights in 2014 during conflicts between rival governments. Blood clots should be listed as a very rare side effect of the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine, but its benefits still outweigh the risks. That's according to the EU's drug watchdog Tuesday. The European Medicines Agency said in a statement that it found a possible link between the vaccine and clots following 8 such cases in the United States, one of which was fatal. Concerns over the vaccine by U.S. pharmaceutical giant Johnson & Johnson and the shot by rival drug maker AstraZeneca have dampened hopes that vaccines could offer a swift end to the pandemic. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador again received the AstraZeneca vaccine against COVID-19 at his regular daily news conference. The 67-year-old who had contracted the coronavirus in January said that he wanted to encourage all older adults to also get vaccinated. There is more at VOAnews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.